years since William Smith began work on the map that changed the world. What follows, drawn from his diaries and his letters, is a portrait of both a long-forgotten man and the world in which he lived and worked, as well as the story of his great map, which has remained hidden behind the blue velvet curtains of a great house in London for far too long. Escape on the Northbound Stage. The last day of August, 1819, a Tuesday, dawned grey, showery, and refreshingly cool in London, promising a welcome end to a week-long spell of close and muggy weather that seemed to have put all the capital's citizens in a nettlesome, liverish mood. Anyone trying to hurry along the cobbled and granite-paved streets that day was still certain to be frustrated despite the improvement in the weather. The crowds, the crush, the dirt, the smell. More than 1 million people had lately been counted as living within and beyond London's city walls, and each day hundreds more, the morning papers reported, were to be found streaming in from the countryside, bent on joining the new prosperity that all hoped might soon be flowering now that the European wars were over. The city's population was well on the way to doubling itself in less than 20 years. The streets were in consequence filled with a jostling, pullulating, dawdling mass of people. And animals, too. It seemed of little matter to some farmers that there had long been laws to keep them from driving cattle through the centre of town, so among the throngs of people one could spot many.